listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Qantas concedes it would have been unsettling for passengers on a flight from Melbourne to Perth last night to hear a loud bang from one of its engines as it was preparing to land. The A330 touched down safely after its pilots shut down that engine and requested a priority landing. The plane's now being inspected by Qantas engineers. A bolstered Tassie Greens lineup has warned Jeremy Rockliffe they'll make their presence felt next Parliament, tipped to expand from 2 to 5 seats. Leader Rosalie Woodruff has plenty of questions on how they'll make it work with the Lambies, the link-up that's expected to allow them to form government.
He has shown that he is not good at working with people in the Parliament, and we just hope he's learned his lesson.
Overseas, and Israel has cancelled an upcoming visit to the White House in response to the US abstaining from a UN Security Council resolution that calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. As you're about to hear, not one nation was opposed.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favour, 0 vote against, 1 abstention.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described America's move as a clear retreat from its previous position. Hobart Hurricanes cricketer Nikhal Chaudhary has pleaded not guilty to raping a woman in Townsville, and we're tipped to spend big this Easter. New research by Finder showing the average Aussie plans to spend more than $1,000 on chocolate, food, dining out and travel. To sport now, a North Melbourne young gun, George Wardlaw, has been named the Round 2 Rising Star after 23 touches and a goal on the weekend against Freo. Cats captain Patrick Dangerfield will miss at least the Easter Monday clash against the Hawks and a gather-round meeting against the Bulldogs due to a hamstring strain suffered in Friday's win over Adelaide. And the AFL has confirmed they're considering allowing an independent doctor at games to assess concussion incidents. It's part of the league's response to recommendations from the Victorian State Coroner following the inquest into the death of former Richmond player Shane Tuck.